Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where I'm talking to Peter Lindbergh, the founder and CEO of Mobillo, which is a smart business card. So we're talking about networking and if the days of the clammy handshake are dead. Thanks for downloading. In-person networking has obviously pretty much stopped during the pandemic, but is it dead for good? Have we moved all our networking online, or do we still need some human interaction? Now, in this episode, I'm talking to Peter Lindbergh. He's the founder and the CEO of Mobillo, which makes smart business cards based on RFID technology, very similar to what you use for contactless payments. Peter offers up lots of tips and advice on how to get more out of your networking efforts and explains how Mobillo works as well. Well, you can visit the website at mobillocard.com. That's mobillocard.com. Look, just check out all the links in the show notes. Can I quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free. I'd love it if you could share the pod on social media, give it a quick shout out, and subscribe via your favourite podcast app. Just check out all the links and more podcasts at jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Now, the first thing I asked Peter was if the pandemic has kind of killed off that clammy handshake. Is networking in person dead?
We're doing better as human beings if we are around other people, right? I mean, nobody wants to live in solitude. So I do feel that it's an enjoyable part of what we're getting back to, and maybe even post-summer already. I think the first in-person events have been scheduled September, October. We've seen agendas and people ready to go out again.
So you don't think the pandemic has killed it off for good?
I'm afraid not. No. I think here in New York, we're also slightly ahead of the curve. So
sure.
And people seem to jump back in shape like a rubber band, right? We've been stretched for a year, and some things have been very, very pleasant. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that the pandemic has pushed us to work from home, but at that same time, my little daughter was born, and I've seen and enjoyed more time with her than I would have ever in a normal situation. So for me, certainly that's been the silver lining. But you know, as soon as you lift restrictions and everybody's free to do whatever they want, I've seen people moving out and about and really, really going outside. Maybe we'll replace the clammy handshake with a fist bump, but yes. We'll certainly see each other. Yeah.
I know, a clammy handshake does seem really unhygienic nowadays, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Now, I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone really who actually enjoys networking, or not many people anyway. How do you think we can kind of adjust our mindset so we can get more out of the process?
So here's a great story. To begin with, I would say personally it's hard, and for most people it is. There's some natural talents out there, but I think they're more of a rarity than they are the majority. So let me tell you a story about when I just moved to New York from the Netherlands. Yeah. That's where I'm from, and right. The Netherlands are introvert. I mean, this is a stereotype, but yeah, I would say fairly introvert people. And so what do you do when you want to learn about networking? And I hired a sales coach to train our team. I hired a bunch of people here in New York City, and I thought, well, I can train them myself, or I can get an American expert to teach us about how to approach the market. And I said, train my team, but please also include a couple of hours of personal coaching for me. And one of those hours we spent on a networking event, and boy, what a difference it is to do networking here in the city. Everything goes 10 times as fast, which is also kind of nice. So he and I met close to the Chrysler building, and I saw a room full of 50 people, and the only thing they were doing was networking. So he said, good, you're ready? And the first thing he asked is, so do you have your business cards? And I said, well, I have 25. He said, wait a minute, we'll run out halfway. Okay, well, good. So he pushed me in front of somebody, said, hey, I don't know what his name was, Tom. Tom, here's Peter. Peter, tell him what you do. So here I go, my elevator pitch. A little stumbling, of course, but you have to have this oiled 30-second introduction, and you can prep this at home. But if you can't represent yourself and your company or product within 30 seconds, you've already lost the networking game. So within 30 seconds, tell somebody who you are, what you do, what your product is about, who your customers are, and what you fix for them, and then return the question immediately. But I guess this wouldn't be something for you, wouldn't it? And then you start the conversation, right? So a quick intro, and that's it. And then there's two things that you can keep in mind. How can I help this person in front of me get a new customer? And how can I help this person in front of me maybe get a better supplier? So both sides of the coin. And if you go in with that attitude, how can I help somebody get a new customer? How can I help somebody get a new supplier? There is nothing wrong with networking. It's just about what can I share that I've learned in the past couple of years with somebody else. And you'll have a fun conversation. I think that's really the key to it.
Yeah, I think you hit on it when you said this, the kind of like that city networking thing. It's faster, it's heavier paced. I mean, as you know, coming from the Netherlands, I suppose the UK probably isn't quite as laid back as the Netherlands, but it is more of a Northern European laid back attitude to things. You can sit down and have a chat and chill and relax and talk to people, whereas the city side of things seems to be very much more, who are you? Can you help me? If you can't help me, then go away. I'm going to talk to someone else.
Well, and you know, to be honest, I think there's nothing wrong with that because you know you're not there to make friends for life. You're there for business, and then it's okay to say, sorry, I'm afraid this is all I can do. If there's anything else you might think that I can help you with, here's my phone number, and let's stay in touch. And then you turn around. And then you stretch your hand out and you walk up to somebody else. And nobody's going to resist when you walk with your hand stretched out to somebody, up to somebody that's just standing there. Nobody's going to resist that. They're all going to say, hey, how are you? Or make the fist bump movement if that's the V2 of this day and age. But people are there to just have a genuine, nice, fun and quick conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think I had a bad experience. Well, I wouldn't say it was a bad experience. It's an amusing experience at a networking session a few years ago when there was a guy walking around and he kind of like said, tell me who you are. And I told him, I'm sorry, you're of no use to me. And then walked away and he actually said that. You're of no use to me. And I'm thinking, dude, that's kind of taking it to the extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. I mean, we can't protect... what I always think, I used to say, oh, that's really rude. And then my mom used to tell me, whenever you meet somebody rude, they just don't know, you know, how you're supposed to behave. And if you keep that in mind, you know, you can forgive somebody like that as well.
Yeah, I did the normal British thing. I just raised my eyebrow and looked at them amusingly. I think
Yeah, for sure.
So do you think when we actually get into networking and we're chatting to people, we're talking to people, can we actually generate solid leads? Or is this something that we really need to look at as a long-term thing for the future?
I don't believe there's ever been a networking event where I did not walk away with something that I learned. And I don't think you should go in and say, I'm going to score some leads today. But really, if you can help somebody, that's a great way to jump into one of these events, whether it is a quick networking event after a presentation or after a seminar workshop. If you walk in and say, well, you know, everybody that is there has something to offer. So John, when you walk into a room, you know a lot of things about how to build a great podcast. You know a lot of things about how to entertain listeners. So if that's something that you can share with somebody else, and you go about and around with that intention, then I'm sure the reciprocity will happen. Somebody else will share their best practices and techniques and learnings with you. So, yeah, I've always been dreading these things. But when you, at the end of the evening, it's kind of like a good workout, right? Nobody wants to start it. But when you're done with a good workout, you're always happy that you did it. The same thing with networking. Just go. Have fun, and then you'll never walk away disappointed.
Yeah, and I suppose that the person as you're talking to, even if they can't help you, they might know somebody else who needs those services and that.
Yeah, you'll get an introduction, or maybe you have to talk to four or five people, and not all of them are a good fit, or you know, if you reach out with a helping hand, I'm sure you're gonna get something in return.
Yeah. So do you think the people who kind of fail at networking or the people who don't get anything out of networking are the ones who go in there with a selling mentality?
Oh, I wouldn't want to say that might be the case. I haven't done any research on it. But yeah, what are the biggest turnoffs? I mean, I think something that you just described, a situation would really, really turn me off. But then again, to be honest, I've seen people that are really annoying, and but they get, you know, they get the work done, and yeah. Therefore they always walk away with one or two big deals. And you probably know somebody in the past that you've worked with in sales that was almost, you know, unbearable to work with. But then again, they were always scoring the highest closing rates or the biggest deals, and it's just about putting in the work. It's really that.
Yeah, absolutely right. So let's move on to business cards, because this is kind of your business in a way. The traditional business card, is it still a thing? Because I can't remember the last time I received one, and I actually don't know where mine are. They're somewhere in a box somewhere. Do folks still use business cards?
Yeah. So certainly a cultural thing. So here in America, you're kind of like nothing without business cards. And that evening that I went on a networking event with that sales coach, I had 25 business cards on me. I was 15 short.
Right.
So I literally spoke to 40 people that we exchanged business cards with. So at that point, you know, it's a good thing. To be honest, when I was doing most of my business in Europe, I always told my colleagues, I said, I really detest business cards. I don't like them at all. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything for me. They're kind of dumb in a digital way. There's nothing that works with these cards. They're not even the best quality of paper that represents our branding. Yeah. So what should we do with it? And I'm always interested in getting somebody's business cards because that helps me. That's a quick reminder at the end of the day on who do I contact and who do I reach out to.
Yeah, it's funny you say that it's different between the States and like Europe, because I mean, I've always walked into offices in the UK. I can remember a million offices where there's always that pile of business cards from lots of people who don't work there anymore, and there's hundreds of them.
Yeah. No, we've done research on it, and 60% of business cards are thrown away because of incorrect information on the cards. So either a new title, new role, new department, new email address or phone number. So yeah, 60% of business cards are just thrown away, and then there's a churn and people leaving, and yeah, totally true.
It's a lot of waste, isn't it? A lot of waste.
A lot of waste. So much. 88% of business cards end up in the trash within a week after you hand them out.
Really?
So, yeah, and that's also partially why we started this company. So it's really, we joke around that we hate business cards. We do, actually. But we started a great alternative.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me how it works.
So the idea was sparked after I came back with from the last trade show that I ever went to in 2019 with a stack of 90 business cards. And it's like, you know how this is. It's 11 p.m. You come back from the trade show. You're sitting in your hotel room. You put those business cards as a big stack on the little desk that's in the corner. And then they stare back at you, right? Because at 11 p.m., what are you going to do with them? The only thing you want is a beer. But you also know that if you don't follow up and get right through it, that you might never get through it. And they go into the other box with the 2,000 business cards that you've gathered over the past years that you haven't taken action on. So I thought, why is it that we still have this paper thing? Isn't there an app? So I tried to research and figure out why an app couldn't solve this. And sure enough, 20, 30, 40 different apps that have all tried to replace this business card. But the problem is, John, when you and I meet, and we both get out our phone, we're completely distracted. There's text messages from your wife, your partner, your kids, customers that are complaining. Whatever is on that screen is going to pull us out of the conversation and into something else. And that's not good. So, and then before you've figured out where the app is that you were looking for, and then try to add how do you spell your name and all of that stuff. So that doesn't work. So we said, okay, what if we could put some magic back into the business card, because a long time ago, the business card was magic. It was an establishment of your name, your role. Yes. You had your logo on it, and you know, I can certainly remember the first time I got my business cards, and they look, you hold them in your hand, and you say,
"Wow!"
It
felt good, didn't you? Felt good when you had your first business card. Yeah,
absolutely. So, what if we could bring that back, but with a modern twist? So, after a previous project with RFID, all of a sudden it snapped into place. I thought, okay, this is what we need. We need a card with a chip. When I meet somebody, I want to tap it on a phone, just hold it closely, and then my contact details show up on screen. So we built an MVP and showed it to a bunch of people. And the reviews and everybody's feedback was just amazing. I saw starry eyes everywhere. I just tapped the card on the phone and poof, my information shows up on screen like magic.
That's clever, really, because I remember scanning business cards in, and it was never very good, because you'd hold your phone over it and you'd have to sit really, really still, and then you click it, and then something would happen in the background, and it would always split the numbers or the address wouldn't be right, and you'd have to go back and edit it. I take it this just dumps people's contact information straight into an app or onto your contacts?
Yeah, so you don't need an app. If I would meet you, John, and I would tap my card on your phone, and there's nothing that you'd need. You just see my contact details ready to be saved to the phone. This is helpful, especially for salespeople, because if I would follow up and call you, John, you would see my name. And the difference between seeing a phone number and a name is massive.
Yeah.
So that's I think number one. And then the second part is, we got a lot of feedback and said, well, you know, sharing my contact details is nice, but what I really want is to exchange contact details. I want your contact details if I meet you, John. So we built a lead generation tool, and that's the perfect bridge between LinkedIn and Salesforce. So with LinkedIn, we're staying buddies, but you know, there's nothing that reminds me to get in touch with you or figure out how to follow up. And then Salesforce is way too much of a sales tool and not good in social settings. So we built something that bridged that. So when I switch my card to lead generation mode and I tap it on your phone, there's a small form that pops up. You fill that out with your contact details, and then we both get a text message with each other's contact details. And that information is immediately synced to a CRM. And we connect to over 3,000 apps. Right. So Salesforce, HubSpot, Pipedrive, all the popular CRMs are there. But if you want to get it into a Google Sheet, that's also possible. So that's the way to do it. That's how you get contact details from somebody else and then immediately take action.
Right, that's clever. So literally you just tap the phone and it ends up in your CRM or in your contact app, whatever you use.
Absolutely.
That's really clever. That is, does it do like social media handles as well? Is it just limited to like address, phone number, and things, or can you put all your social media bits in there as well?
We have about, I think, 25 or so social media channels you can add, from the super popular ones: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn URL, but also WhatsApp. Was requested a lot. So some specific links, PayPal, Venmo, kind of like the payment links were there as well. A link to your app on the App Store or on iTunes or on Google Play Store. There's really just a huge list to choose from.
Sure. You mentioned it works on this RFID thing. Is this the same sort of technology for like the tapping for payments with your credit, debit card and things?
Yes, it is. That's exactly it. Yeah.
How do we get one of these cards? I mean, explain how it kind of works.
Yeah, you go to mobilocard.com. There's a couple of options. So you just want to test this out. It's our form, our shape of a trial offer. You can get a $7 card, and it has all the functionality. So you get a card, and then you can also add a key fob, which does exactly the same thing. It's just you put it on your keychain and then tap that on a phone. So in case you don't have your card with you, you can also get a smart button from the back of your phone. And then if you're really convinced, yeah, this is it, and you can get the custom card, which is completely customizable front and back. You can design it front and back. We have design assistants, so you'll upload your design instructions and your logo, and then we'll have an actual real life person that will design the card for you, and you can review it And then when you're, you can either provide feedback or approve it. And when you approve it, we ship and print within 24 to 48 hours. We have for Europe, we print and ship from the Netherlands. And then for the US, we print and ship from New York. And then we even have a printing station in Australia as well.
Right, so it's not just like a boring piece of plastic. You can actually have this thing designed quite nicely and look nice.
Oh yeah, I've seen some amazing designs over the past months as we're quickly gearing up. Our cards have been used already over 400,000 times. So.
Crikey, yeah, that's a lot. And we don't have to carry around truckloads of business cards.
Oh yeah, that's one of the bigger advantages, of course. You'll have everything in your pocket, one card.
You would, wouldn't you? I remember going around like expos and conferences and shows, and literally one side of your suit jacket would be lower than the other because that's the one that's got all the business cards in it.
Oh yeah, it's a hassle for sure. Yeah.
Peter, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Where can we find you? Give us the website again, and what are your social media bits?
Yeah, look for mobilocard.com. I think that's all you need. The website's great in explaining things, but if you want to know more, if you're a freelancer, feel free to go. If you're a slightly larger team or a marketing agency, you want to discuss possibilities of working together, hit the contact form up and leave your credentials there. We'll reach out quickly and swiftly. Again, as we have people standing by in your time zone, so yeah, we're always ready to explore new opportunities. As for socials, we don't do a lot besides LinkedIn, because I just feel that that's the place we need to be. Sure. It's mostly business to business. And, you know, if you want to see cat photos, you can go to Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll make sure the links are in the show notes so you can just open up the podcast player and tap away and make it really easy. Peter, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Sweet. Thanks so much, John. It was great being on your show, and really appreciate the chance to have a chat.
Thanks again to Peter for his time. Don't forget to check out the links in the show notes. And if you've enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe for more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your favorite podcast player. Just search for Not Another Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening.